This is State of Change, WPR's look at food, land, and water.
Climate change is one of those things that can be difficult to wrap your head around. It's happening, and yet it's hard to pin a single weather event on it. But one thing scientists can say for sure is that temperature in Wisconsin will rise over the long term. How much? Well, UW-Madison and the State Department of Natural Resources have teamed up to figure that out through the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts. Through that project, they've created a website that helps Wisconsin residents see changes themselves. WPR News Director Noah Ovshinsky, who might be a little obsessed with this tool, recently walked me through the website. All right, Noah, you've brought me into this studio to show me this website you've been talking about. What are we doing? What are we looking at?
Yeah, so I discovered this website, I guess, a few years ago, and I've been playing around with it since then. And basically, it's a website that scientists at the UW have come up with a map that, depending on where you live in Wisconsin, will show you what your climate or what your temperature will look like in the future. And we can't talk about the future of our, you know, land, water, and food without talking about temperature. So I'm on the website here. Basically, you've got two maps. One is the place where you select the town or the city that you'd like to look at. And then the other map shows you a place elsewhere around the country or elsewhere around the state where that temperature is most likely to be found. And so just for the sake of argument here, I've picked the middle future scenario. I've done the average of the models. So there are about six or seven different climate models you can select. And for the time period, I've picked 2046 through 2065. We'll start there.
So about 30 years from now.
You and I are in Madison. So I'm going to double click on Madison. And I'm going to see where our temperature is going to be in 2046. And on the other map, we can see that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So starting after 2046, using this sort of average climate model, our temperature will be very similar to an area just north of Springfield, Illinois.
What does that mean?
It's generally warmer. Generally warmer than where we are now. I think that's certainly going to be the biggest takeaway here. You know, snowfall, rain events, those things are a bit more unpredictable, but we do know that it is warmer.
Okay. Let's try another city. Let's try Superior.
Superior, yeah. Let's go up to Superior. So I've clicked on Superior, and we're looking at what the temperature is going to be like in 2046, again, using sort of the average of those climate models. And basically, it's going to look a lot like
West Bend, Wisconsin.
West Bend. So basically, Superior, the far north of Wisconsin.
Always much colder than us
much
here in
colder,
Madison in the winter.
A lot more snow. Basically, starting in 2046, looking at an average of the various climate models, because of climate change, the temperature is going to be very similar to West Bend, which is just north of Milwaukee. So a major change for a place like Superior.
Wow, that's really interesting.
So the time frame we've been looking at now is 2046 to 2065. Maureen, let's go even further.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, let's look at 2081.
So I'd be almost 100 years old.
And I'll be older.
Okay.
I'll be older. So let's look at what the temperature is going to be like. And let's look at Madison. So if you look at Madison.
That's taking us to about Columbia, Missouri.
Just east of Kansas City.
As someone who lived in central Missouri for a few years, it is much warmer there.
So to bring this full circle, let's go up to Superior and see what Superior is going to look like in this 2081 time period.
Mm-hmm.
And if we look at, again, an average of the climate models, we will see it will feel like Milwaukee. This isn't the most conservative model. You know, this isn't the other side.
Mm-hmm.
This is an average of the climate models. I think what this map really shows for people is that, you know, our climate is changing. And if you live in Superior, if you live in Madison, if you live elsewhere around the state, the one takeaway here is the temperatures, the climate that we're used to now is not what is going to be in the future. As we just saw in Superior, if we look at 2080, it's going to feel a lot like Milwaukee. That's a big deal.
Noah Ovshinsky is WPR's news director. Thanks so much for showing us these maps.
It was good to be here. Thanks, Maureen.